You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
First of all, a guy was arrested this week when he walked into an unlocked door at the Denver Broncos training center. There was a door going into like the media room that somebody had left unlocked. So this guy, he went walking in, and when a security officer found him, he was taking photos of the trophy cabinet. And they were like, dude, you can't be in here. You got to leave. He turned around and said that the Broncos owed him money. I feel like since I've been a fan for over 30 years since I've lived here, that they kind of owe me a little something, too. He claimed he's 20% owner. And then when they told him to leave again, he threatened to, quote, get Elway.
Nice.
And I'm thinking, oh, wait, why would you want to threaten John Elway? First of all, we are the defending Super Bowl champions, and we're 3-0 to start this year. There have been years when I might wanted to go and collar John Elway, but he's doing a pretty good job right now.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Maybe he meant get Elway like, hey, since I'm part owner and Elway is the big dude.
Oh,
like,
he can vouch
like,
for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, he's on my side. I'm going to go get my boy John.
Right. I wish that's what it was, but no, he was threatening him.
That's
There's another sort of NFL story here. Emily, how do you feel about Tom Brady?
I am Switzerland on Tom Brady. I really don't, like, sure, he's a nice-looking gentleman, but okay. I think he's a little too cocky for his own good. Like, I don't know.
Would you hang out with him and have pizza and beer?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
I'm surprised.
Hang out with
well,
his
hold
wife.
On. Did you say pizza?
Pizza and beer.
Well, maybe. Well, how good is the pizza?
Here's the thing. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon apparently have had this funny video going on where they argue about which one of them is better friends with Tom Brady.
No, I'm better friends with Tom Brady.
Right. Because, you know, they're New England
guys. What a girly argument.
Right. Anyway, so what they've ended up doing is they've set up an opportunity where it's a fundraiser. If you donate $10 or more, you will help out all of these different charitable organizations. One of Ben's, which works with people in the Congo. One with Matt Damon. It works with getting people usable drinking water around the world. And then Tom Brady's foundation, which supports amateur youth athletics. Anyway, you make your bid, right? And you help out these causes. One grand prize winner will be selected from all these. They will be flown to Boston, put up in a 4-star hotel. Why not a 5-star hotel, I wonder? Anyway, and then you go out for pizza and beer with Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and Tom Brady.
Sounds complicated.
Why?
Can we talk about the real Tom Brady issue that's going on right now?
What, you wouldn't do this?
Nah, it's
if you
stupid,
donate as much as $20,000, you'll get a football signed by Tom Brady.
No, I'm sick of Tom Brady, and I'm sick of Tom Brady's ass all over my Facebook feed and my Twitter feed and my Instagram
from
feed.
His beach trip?
Good God,
well, you need
it's
to stop following
everywhere.
Tom Brady, you
no,
stalker.
It's not that. It's every woman on the planet is retweeting these photos now of him on vacation, and you can he like he's leaning over and he's got a towel over his junk, but his bare butt is just hanging out for the world to see, and everyone all these ladies are like, "Oh my God, you more know, Tom Brady suspensions, please."
You know, I'm a lady and I have the Facebook and the Instagram, and I have not seen any of these pictures. I don't know, like Jeremy.
Jeremy,
are you
yeah, what are you doing, Jeremy?
Maybe it's just me.
Chris, have you seen the picture?
I have not seen that
Chris
picture
has not
at
seen
all.
That.
Uh-uh.
This just got really weird.
It's a little awkward, isn't it?
You know,
it's all over my Facebook.
It's my screensaver.
I was going to say, suddenly his butt is your screensaver.
Nobody's seen these?
Our last football story, though, we do need to talk about the Super Bowl because we're talking about the rumored entertainment for the Super Bowl, and now, Emily, they've made it official.
Yeah, they confirmed Lady Gaga sent out a message. It is not an illusion. She is playing the Pepsi halftime show February the 5th. So that's awesome. She'll do great.
She's a good performer.
She did the national anthem last year, and she killed it.
Yeah.
However, I still think they need to get, like, Zach Brown Band or like Kenny Chesney.
Twang it up.
They
got to twang it up a little.
Especially because her new album, Joanne, it's not out yet. It comes out when? Like next
week
or something?
Weeks.
And they're saying that it has a little more country sound to it.
But they'll have surprise guests.
Yeah,
they always have surprise guests.
So
yes.
maybe they'll grant your wish. Maybe they'll put somebody in
like
boots out
Willie
there.
Willie Nelson out there.
You know, yeah, like,
well.
Like stay away, Beyonce. You've had enough. I'm sorry. I need to apologize for this story because it's a little uncomfortable, and especially because it's like Jeremy's hero. So Jim Carrey, if you remember.
He used to be. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. So a while back.
Hold on. Stop right there. I got to know. Why isn't he your
hero? He's just very liberal now.
He's got that beard.
He's got some issues. Yeah, it's a lot of his politics I don't agree with.
Oh, okay.
Because like when he was with Jenny McCarthy, he was real strong into like the anti-vaccination, like, and he was saying some pretty strong comments
that
about that.
Yeah.
So his estranged girlfriend, I think it was last year, she overdosed. And she overdosed on prescription pills that she rumoredly got from Jim Carrey. And now the estranged husband of this gal that has passed is suing Jim Carrey for her death, saying that he got these pills and provided them to her. So he essentially killed this gal. Hmm. And now it's getting real ugly because the estranged husband, his name is Mark Burton. He's releasing all these text messages between Jim and I'm not sure how to pronounce her name. It's like Katharina. She was Irish. Catherionia, I don't know. I'm sorry. But it's getting real weird because he is saying things like, hey, have you seen my, you know, today? And then
his whistle?
His John Thomas.
Oh.
I don't know why I call it John Thomas. And then, you know, he says like, I got a little carried away last night. You know, are you still taking your birth control? Like they're very like raunchy and just sexually explicit. And so like Jim Carrey is just completely getting
torn up over this. No idea.
Yeah.
Jeremy, I'm a little surprised though that he could do anything to turn you off because he's the reason you're on radio today.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be in TV.
Well,
I know. Why radio?
Well, alrighty then.
Yeah, I thought I'd be on the screen, Dom.
You know what I'm
saying? Well, yeah, I just had to fall short here and get into radio.
Sometimes you don't achieve your dreams, kids.
I think we have more fun here, actually. But so apparently there was a study done by Northern Illinois University, and they wanted to figure out ways that people could achieve higher states of consciousness. And they said the two main ways that we've heard so many times, one is the things like meditation and yoga.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of hippy-dippy stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm also a big fan of that, too. Meditation, yoga, all that. Yeah, mindfulness. It's very good. You can achieve a higher state of consciousness that way.
It's true.
Another way that's been around for a few decades now is dropping acid. They say that will take you to a different state of consciousness as well.
I just watched the Mad Men episode where everybody dropped acid, and at the end, like, Roger got dumped and divorced and everything because he came to this, like, wonderful state.
Sure, exactly. But now, according to these researchers at Northern Illinois, the other way that you can reach a higher plane of consciousness is through bondage.
So bondage is like tying each other up,
like
right?
Ball gags
is that like
it doesn't have to be each other, but
just yourself? Or
does it have?
One?
Yeah, does leather have to be involved?
I'm not hip to the bondage.
I know. I can tell.
50 Shades
of Grey. Oh, and you're an expert, apparently.
I'm just saying, you
Let
know,
me
based.
Google it.
I'm just saying, based on everything we've ever heard about you living down there in Littleton next to your mom. Yeah,
like,
you don't strike me.
You
as
need
a
to step it up a bit, Jeremy.
Yeah, do I need a paddle? Guy. Do I need to buy a paddle today?
No, but they say it requires so much focus that it really consumes you, and then the rest of the world drops away. And it's been made popular, obviously, by 50 Shades of Grey. Yeah. And so, because of
so
that,
that's like the pain. Pleasure through pain.
There's a little bit of that.
S&M, domination.
Yeah, there's
bondage.
Some conquering, and
I don't want to do that. You know? I don't need to be spanked.
How do you know that your wife isn't wanting you to spice things up a little bit?
I don't think she'd be into that either.
I was talking to her, and she
If I came in the bedroom with like a pitchfork or something, I don't think she'd be into that.
Why did I just get a visual of you wearing
overalls?
Like a cow. I know. What is that old picture? Is it American Gothic?
Yes.
That's what I'm picturing.
I see Jeremy in overalls, but with no shirt underneath, you know,
and
just Nicole's his three nipples sticking out.
In a cow suit and chewing some cud.
Look, if it gets you into a higher plane of consciousness.
Move for me, baby.
They say it gives you a whole new perspective on the world.
You know what his new perspective would be like? Be like, I don't like this.
They say you'd be less stressed and in a better mood. Haven't you been telling me you've been suffering from heartburn?
A lot of heartburn.
Okay.
You
need to shake something up a little bit.
Your pitchfork is the way to freedom.
Shake it up a little bit.
Where do you go to buy this stuff?
Tonight.
Oh, my God.
Is there like a bondage emporium?
You can go to Ace Hardware. Ace is the place with a friendly hardware store.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.